So good Wednesday morning. It is the 22nd of May, and my message today is titled, How Do We Put On the Lord Jesus Christ? So after exhorting us to realize that the return of Jesus is imminent and could happen any day, and therefore we need to lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light, Paul tells us we must lay aside the deeds of darkness. Imagine that you're sitting there engaged in viewing porn the moment Jesus shows up. Yikes! That'd be truly embarrassing. However, he specifically lists the deeds of darkness so we don't have to come up with them ourselves. Specifically, Paul writes, Therefore, lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing or drunkenness, sexual promiscuity, sensuality, strife, and jealousy. Now let me explain those words a little bit. Carousing was a word associated with a group of people acting in a loud and obnoxious way, usually due to drunkenness. It would have been, and I quote, riotous procession of half-drunken revelers and frolicsome fellows who, after supper, paraded through the streets at night with torches and music. Kind of sounds like Columbus after an Ohio State football game. Sexual promiscuity was the word used specifically for any kind of sex outside of marriage. It is abhorrent what our world has made of this precious gift that God gave to be enjoyed in marriage between a husband and wife. This is a great gift that God has designed to bond a husband and wife together, and it has been turned into just some sexual event with no meaning or value other than to just have another orgasm. Sensuality is a word that means it came to convey the idea of shameless excess and the absence of restraint, especially with sexual excess. It was used almost exclusively of especially lewd sexual immorality or uninhibited and unabashed lasciviousness. It refers to the kind of sexual debauchery and abandonment that characterizes much of our modern society and that is often flaunted almost as a badge of distinction. Can anyone say gay rights parade? He also mentions strife and jealousy are also two things that we need to lay aside and put down. In place of these things, which don't add anything good to our lives, and as we well know, only end up consuming our time, our money, our strength, and life, then he says we are to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its lusts. The word used here for the word but in the Greek is a very strong word which would indicate a way of saying on the complete opposite side of the spectrum of life. So instead of these other things, here is the right thing or the good thing. Here is something we need to be doing daily, and that is putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. But how exactly do we do that? Well, the word to put on really refers to someone actually getting into their clothes or getting dressed. It is an action that we need to initiate. I've never had my clothes come out of the closet and dress me right after I got out of bed. It's something we have to do ourselves. Doesn't happen automatically. There is an effort needed on our part to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe that this happens in two ways based on two other commands in the Bible. First of all, it is our need to offer our bodies to God as a living sacrifice, which we're commanded to do in Romans 12, 1 and 2. It is the realization that if I'm going to live my life as a follower of Christ, I need to give myself completely to Him at the beginning of every day. That really is the number one act on our things to do list, and that should be surrendering our bodies and our lives to our Savior and Lord each and every day. Because in actuality, my body is not my own body. Paul writes, quote, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." This is the very first step in putting on the Lord Jesus Christ. Every day we need to surrender our will, our body, and our mind to Him each and every day at the beginning of the day. The second way we put on the Lord Jesus Christ is we ask the Holy Spirit of God to fill us, as we're commanded in Ephesians 5:18. We give our body to Him, and we need the Spirit to give us the power to walk in the Spirit so we do not give in to the desires of our flesh. And by the way, this isn't something we do once a day, but it is an ongoing action. Literally, the verse should be translated, "Be filled and continue to be being filled with the Spirit." Once we have those two daily steps in place, offering our body to God and asking for the filling of the Spirit, we have put on the Lord Jesus Christ, we've asked the Spirit to fill us, and we're ready to begin experiencing what Jesus would have for us each day. My friends, these are not suggestions. They are imperative commands and are the only way we can truly begin to experience the transforming power of the Holy Spirit in our daily lives. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcast. God bless you, my friends. Have a great day in the Lord, and I'll talk with you tomorrow. Goodbye.